Hey, this is indeed another episode of the world's, what's a good term here? Weirdest podcast? Greatest podcast? That would be awesome. But that is definitely not the case. Well, it is the greatest for me because
it helps me.
I listen to podcasts. They help me. Oprah and Pete Holmes. Sometimes Bill Burr. Bill Burr, I can only take so much of, because he can get very upset about things. And I don't know. Anyways, I love him. I love him. He's hilarious. And I love him. So those three podcasts. Oh, and Smartless. Smartless is just like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just unbelievable. At times, it's laugh out loud funny, especially Will Arnett. And then the guest they get is just insane. It's just like, you can't help but like literally feel like this is the opposite of that. Like they have the greatest guest on the planet. Checo is here with me without the leash on, which is really awesome, and he's behaving. He's like running around, but not too far. And he sort of responds to when I call him. So they got the greatest guests literally on the planet. Like they had the president of the United States, the blue one, not the red one, or not the orange one, I should say. And it was just, it's just incredible. Of course, you can't help but to think like, damn, what the fuck am I doing? Well, I'm not trying to, I'm a nobody, not trying to be anything. Just sharing what I'm learning now at 39. The realizations that I'm making and have been making. No, Checo. Wow. I don't know if I'm going to edit this out of the podcast. There was a slow runner walking by, jogging by. Checo was trying to go after them. After him. Oh, those are dolphins or sharks? Alright. Jumping around a lot here. But what was I going to say? Dolphins, yeah. Definitely dolphins. What was I going to say? World's greatest guest. And yeah, so this podcast helps me. And yeah, that's here we are. All right, back to 50 Rules of Stoicism. One of the things I'm trying to prove on is to stay as focused as I can. Not every podcast host is like that. Bill Burr and Pete Holmes are like all over the place. Oprah is not, you know. So where do I belong more? You know, I don't know. Maybe somewhere in between. Anyways, 50 Rules of Stoicism. There we go. No, Checo, no. Okay, so you guys gonna keep hearing me? Oh, he jumped on me. He's on my shoulders right now. He's on my shoulder. The world's, like, it's unbelievable. I can't describe it in words how adorable he is. And I'm sure every dog's like that to their owner. And good for them, good for me, good for everybody. So, all right, rule number two. You guys ready? Ready for this? All right, cool. So rule number one, focus on what you can control, right? I hope you can practice that. Hope we can practice that. I try to practice it as much as I can. Rule number two is related. You control how you respond to things, okay? That is the only thing you can control, how you respond to things. Things happen. You can dwell on what happened. You can do it, and you are doing it. Everybody's doing it. Very few people are not doing that. Somebody said something. Your boss said something. Your mom said something. Your friend said something. Or something happened, and you dwell on it. You can't help but to think about it. We're the only species that punishes themselves over and over again for the same thing. Like we go over the same thing many times. So one thing happens one time, But in our head, it happens all the time. So one of the things that helped me, this is all related to focus on how you respond to things, or you control how you respond to things. One thing that helps me is when something happens and then I keep dwelling on it, I realize something so simple that's so profound. So I'm laying in bed, whatever happened, and I realized at that moment, no one is thinking about me or the incident. Like literally no one. Like literally, it's not happening. It's not happening it's only happening in my head, but it's not happening in their head. It's not happening, oh, you jumped down. It's not happening in their head. They're not talking, like something happened, it bothers you, but you're the, no one is thinking about it. No, it's not happening. Like something embarrassing happened, let's say, or something stupid happened, or you did something stupid, or whatever it is, or you messed up, or you hurt somebody's feelings, or whatever it is. But, and I realized, like, wait, right now I'm laying in bed. Those people are thinking about a billion other things. They're not, oh, remember that thing that happened with so-and-so? Oh, yeah, let's keep thinking about it for the rest of the day. No one is doing that because they're so into themselves. They have their own issues, their own problems. Like, no one is thinking about your problem or your mistake, you know? And that's like, that to me is just incredible. So anyways, you control how you respond to things. So somebody does something to you. Let's say traffic is it's a good example. Checo, let me call him in real quick. And let me put the weighted leash on him. I put a box. Come here, Checo. Come here. Okay, I'm back. I put a weighted leash on him. So he has, I put a water bottle at the end of the leash. So he can't run away or run after somebody easily. So that way he can still move around. You know, he can still go. He's not stuck to one place, but at the same time, he can't really run away. So anyways, you control how you respond to things. It's so profound, right? It sounds like duh, but do we do it? No, we don't. I caught myself, even after reading this rule last time, I caught myself a few times where like something was happening. I forget what it was. And I caught myself that like thinking about the thing itself rather than what I can do right now. And so whatever, this goes like beyond just an incident and how you respond to it. Like I mentioned, traffic is an example. I don't know about a good example, but it's an example. Somebody flips you off, cuts you off. If you dwell on what he did or she did, most likely it's a he. Guys are usually the assholes, more likely. Actually, no, I take that back. In traffic, everybody's weird. They're not themselves. They hold the door open for you at Starbucks, but the same guy will easily cut you off you're not a human. So you control how you respond to things. So I was saying, like, I caught myself couple of times where like, oh, I am not focusing on the second rule and I am focusing on the incident, the issue, and I had to like sort of, well, I guess adjust myself and be like, okay, what can I do? So no matter what's going on, what your fear is, right? So this goes beyond, like I said, an incident and you're responding to it. That's like the simple version. But it's also like your fears, right? Like you're afraid you're dumb. You're afraid you're unlovable. That's one of the biggest fears. You're afraid that you're broken. You're afraid that you're a loser. You're afraid of this and that. There's a lot of fears. You're afraid, you know, of so many things. But it's really, so what? So let's say even the thing is true. So what? How you respond to it, I think says a lot more about you. If my fear, I'm like, I'm going insane, I'm going crazy, I'm just a crazy dude, then okay, fine, I'll accept it. What does that mean? That means like, nothing changes. I still have to
react. I still have to make my choices, right? Like, if I dwell on it, I am, oh man, I'm broken. Oh man, I'm whatever it is that you're fearing. And it's a fear. That's very important to understand. You know, where it is right now, we're sort of patching the solution. We're sort of applying a Band-Aid solution, which is fine. You don't want to bleed out, so you wrap up the wound. So that's what we're doing. So if my fear is I'm broken, it doesn't change, because how I respond to that reality is really what matters, right? Because the whole thing could be false. It's most likely false. It's pretty much, I'm guaranteeing it to be false. So I'm broken. But it's like, because our head is like this constant thing that just gets, like, always wants to come up with a problem, wants to come up with the worst case scenario. It's just the way we are, and depending on how you grow up, it's worse for others than for some. So, and depending on the culture you were raised in and all that stuff. So, yeah, so Checo's right on my lap. It's just so adorable. He's cold though, so I gotta take off soon. So you control how you respond to it. You're in charge of that. So meaning, like, okay, I am broken, I am crazy, I'm whatever it is, I'm unlovable, I'm egotistical, maniac, narcissist, whatever it is that your fear is. First of all, everything has a purpose, everything has a reason. So some people do gotta have an ego. Imagine if Will Smith didn't have an ego, right? Would he still, he wouldn't be a megastar. He wouldn't be, and he wouldn't bring us the joy that he does. And so many kids, when they were, like, at least when we were younger, that generation, my generation, we looked at him like, I swear, like, he was the purest thing, the best thing ever. He was the coolest person. He was the just everything about him was just, like, so cool. But imagine if he didn't have the ego, right? Like, imagine if he didn't have it, like, what would he be? He would be, like, I don't know, some software developer working for some advertising company, working from home probably with a boss that it's on his case. But because he has an ego, you know, that helped him sort of achieve the things that he did. So my point is, ego's not always bad. So my point is also, more generally speaking, whatever your fear is, even if it was the case, it has a purpose. But it's most likely not even the case. So my point is, you're good either way. But even if you cannot accept it or see that, then you have to sort of, you still have nothing. What remains is how you control how you react to things. Wow, this podcast is already helping me. This is amazing, because I'm letting my thoughts out. I used to do that with my ex, and it used to make me feel so much better. And, like, now recording this podcast does almost the same thing. So what was I saying? World's Greatest Podcast, for me at least, okay? Because if Oprah's podcast makes me feel better, and Pete Holmes' podcast makes me feel better, and Smartless makes me laugh, then this podcast should also have some of those effects, right? So that's what I'm thinking. I remember last weekend, on the last episode of my podcast, I talked about rereading some of the books. I went to Goodwill, not for books, but I picked up two books though in the book section, from the book section. One of them was The Power of Now. I might reread that. I don't think Eckhart Tolle. I never really resonated with him too much. He's too brain for me, and I'm scared of that, because I'm brain oriented. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I feel like there's a split in humankind. There's two types of people. There's always two types of people. There's a million types of two types of people, but there's two types of people. One is more analytical, brain oriented. One is more artistic, soul oriented. And the brain one always scared me, because I'm more like that, and I didn't like where I was headed. But I shouldn't blame. I'm mixing words here.
Pete Holmes, I've noticed, does the same thing sometimes.
But he can't, and I wish I could help him understand that he can't do no wrong. I wish I can help help others understand this, that there are certain people that cannot do wrong. It's by their nature. There's this beautiful verse. I don't know if it's a hadith, a saying of the Prophet Muhammad, or it's in the Quran, so directly from God. God directly said this. I don't know which one of those two it was, but it was something along the lines. It's incredible, and I might be misremembering it. It's possible that I completely made it up based on various other things, but I feel like it's true. There's a saying where, like, God says, you know, you can go, it tells the devil, you can go after all these people. It's fair game. When I'm going to create mankind, and I'm going to allow you to go after every single one of them. Okay? Except for these people. These are my people. And you cannot and will not touch them. And that, ladies and gentlemen, are the, you know who those people are? The innocent, the pure. Those are the ones that God has too much compassion for to allow anybody to get to them. And I think some people are like that. And I'm careful these days to make sure I don't hurt any of these people accidentally. I think Checo's cold. I gotta take off soon. So one of the fears I have is I hurt one of God's special children. And I think I have, when I was younger, I've hurt some kids. And I, to this day, I suffer the consequences. But it's just, I don't know. I don't want to, like, I have to be careful with what I say, because some people, it sticks the wrong way with them, I've noticed. Younger people especially. You have to be careful with younger people what you tell them. But anyway, so I was saying, like, when I was younger, I think I've hurt some people that I regret hurting, and I think they do. I do think that they were very special people, and I wish I could take them back. I wish I could hug them and say I'm sorry and deeply mean it, and yeah. Deeply mean it. I don't know. See, I'm making less and less sense. And I'm an engineer, for God's sake. Can't even talk. What do I want to say? Rule number two, right? You control how you respond to things. Always remember that. Things will happen. It will never stop. It will never stop. Incidents will always happen. It will never stop. Bad things will never stop, if you will. It's not really the word bad, but like, bad is not really the word. But in your head, they're bad. Something happens, right? Health issues, loss of job, you break up with your girl, or she breaks up with you, or whatever, the other way around. So that will never stop, and that it's not supposed to stop, and you don't want it to stop. There's a good reason for that. Checker's just so adorable. He's like right behind me. Like, at some point he was digging a hole into the sand. It's like with his cute little paws. Yesterday I was emotional. I was drinking, and I do this thing where I get very, I go into my little zone. I don't know. I hope that might be a place of pettiness. I don't know. Self-pity. Not petty. Maybe petty too, but self-pityness. That's what it is. Wow, I got to learn how to talk, for God's sake. Like, that is ridiculous. Like, sometimes I do feel like being harsh on myself just so I can, like, stop doing, what is that, whales or dolphins? Or people? Holy shit. It's like a group of them. Looks like a person at some point, but wait, no, those are surfers. Oh, they're way out. Oh, those are surfers. Holy shit, I think. So hard to see from that far away. They're really far out. Holy shit. Anyways, so what was I saying? Yeah, going to this, sometimes I drink, go a little bit in the self-pity mode, listen to music and stuff. Anyways, I got emotional. Hey, Checo, what are you doing? No, Checo, you can't eat that or lick that. What was I saying? And then I got very emotional. I start tearing up and crying. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think when you need to let our emotions out, that's very important. So anyways, so I just see Checo moving from far away. He was on my bed behind me, like the far end. And then he gets closer. Next thing I turn around, and he's like right behind me at the like closer. Like he's just looking at me. Like my point is, these animals are incredible. No, Checo, stop eating it. That's a rock. He's like goes back to it and eats it. Continue eating it. You know. So. Anyways, yeah, I gotta wrap this up. So. Yeah. So that was just beautiful. I felt. Oh yeah, he's cold. I gotta go. All right. So. Yeah. You focus on what. Hey, keep on saying focus. On, I think I'm mixing up the first rule and the second rule a lot. I think that's what happens. So, yeah. So I'm gonna read the second rule one more time to make it very clear. You control how you you control how you respond to things. All right, let's do that. All right, let's focus on rule number two. All right.